podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Over the last 60 years, there's been much controversy about the safety of eating and drinking during labour. Jill Guide from the Cochrane Pregnancy and Childbirth Group talks about the evidence as compiled for a new Cochrane review.
This is the first time that trials on eating and drinking in labour have been brought together in a Cochrane review to look at whether the widespread practice of not allowing women to do so is justified. The people who did the studies were seeking to answer the question of whether it's safe for women in labour to eat and drink. But we asked the question the other way round. We wanted to find out whether this traditional practice of restricting food and fluid intake in labour is beneficial. We found no evidence that it is for women at low risk of complications. We identified no harms either, showing that women in labour should be allowed to eat and drink if they want to. Therefore, the current restrictions, which are very common worldwide, are not justified. The idea that eating and drinking during labour is dangerous has led many maternity units to have nil-by-mouth policies or to restrict what women in labour were allowed to eat and drink regardless of women's preferences. This arose largely from concerns about the rare but sometimes fatal damage caused by regurgitated food or acid from the stomach getting into the lungs during general anaesthesia. The term Mendelssohn syndrome was used to describe this problem in women having a cesarean section after work by Curtis Mendelssohn in the 1940s. He identified serious lung problems for some women, a number of whom died, and he recommended that women should not be allowed to eat and drink in labour in order to reduce the contents of the stomach, believing that this would make regurgitation less likely. Clinicians often forget, though, that women can find these restrictions very unpleasant and harrowing. If something as basic as eating and drinking is not allowed, this is also an attack on women's autonomy, irrespective of the good intentions behind the restriction. In teaching antenatal classes for over 25 years, I have found many women who have been very concerned that they might be in hospital in labour for 10, 12 or sometimes longer and not be allowed any food or drink during that time. I explained to them that most women don't feel like eating when in active labour, but this did not allay the stress and anxiety that they felt about this hospital restriction. As understanding the effects of starvation and doubts about the value of prohibiting food and drink in labour increased, the need to assess the policy became all the more urgent, and studies began about 10 years ago. By then, though, epidurals and spinal anaesthesias for cesarean section had become quite popular, and also the techniques for general anaesthesia had changed hugely since Mendelssohn's work, and regurgitation had become very rare. Mendelssohn syndrome itself is also so uncommon now that randomised trials are unlikely to be large enough to assess it. However, by looking at the effects of outcomes such as the incidence of cesarean section and the baby's condition at birth, we were able to find no evidence of benefits or harms. Sadly, none of the studies addressed women's views, and this leaves a serious gap in the evidence. We also failed to find any studies that assess these restrictions for women at an increased risk of complications, and it's not possible to be sure if our findings apply to them. Our review included 5 randomised trials involving about 3,100 women, but the evidence was dominated by a single study published in 2009, which randomised just under 2,500 women. And because this study is in a setting where medical interventions in labour were thought to be high for the participating women who were considered to be at low risk of complications, it makes it more difficult to interpret the findings. However, in summary, we found no benefits from restricting food and drink during labour for women at low risk of complications. So there's no justification for restricting what women might wish to eat and drink, and they should be able to choose for themselves.
This compilation of the evidence and details of research studies are available from www.thecochranelibrary.com.